Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, it's that time of year.
To the class of 2018, congratulations to you. Are you ready? Yeah? Okay, I hope so, because lock in, the world's got a lot of problems, and we have been here waiting for you to come and help us solve them.
Well, that's Margot Lee Shetterly speaking at the commencement ceremonies at Worcester Polytechnic Institute this weekend. Shetterly is author of Hidden Figures, the marvelous book turned movie that told the story of brilliant African-American female mathematicians who worked at NASA during the earliest days of the American space program. Women such as Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson, who became NASA's first black female engineer in 1958. Now, black women have made considerable contributions to the American space program. Mae Jemison was the first African-American woman to travel to space aboard the space shuttle. She was an astronaut on Space Shuttle Endeavour in 1992. Fast forward to Stephanie Wilson. In 2006, she became the second African-American woman to travel to space. She was aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. The Pittsfield native lent some words of wisdom to the graduating class at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams on Sunday.
Even though I must contend that my generation has left for your generation some immense problems to solve, we know that you are up to the challenge. Find good mentors, especially those who have accomplished what you wish to accomplish. Persevere to the very end. Life and career goals are a marathon, not a sprint. Continually learn and try to be steadfast in your craft and be steadfast and unmovable in your dreams.
That's NASA astronaut Stephanie Wilson speaking this weekend. Over at Worcester Polytechnic, Margot Lee Shetterly told the story of Henry Reed, an engineer at the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NASA's precursor. Reed graduated from Worcester Polytechnic in 1919, and he went on to hire black women at his laboratory.
Now, I'm not trying to paint Henry Reed as a civil rights activist. He certainly wasn't. His job was to manage aeronautical engineers, and he didn't sign up for social engineering. The first impact of his decision to hire these hidden figures at the laboratory was to supplement the brain power that America needed to win World War II and to best the Russians in the space race. It was a practical solution, and the importance of practical solutions was literally written into the NACA's founding charter. But I like to think that Reed also knew that this was the right thing to do, the fair thing to do, a decision that pushed the world that was toward what it should be, where equality is not just a mathematical concept, but the ethical equality of the Declaration of Independence, as in we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men and women are created equal.
Shetterly told the WPI grads that Reed's story is the perfect example of how scientists don't have to focus on just numbers and data. They can and should be humanitarians too.
So often we see the sciences and the humanities cordon off for one another or placed into conflict as if they're natural enemies, facts versus feelings, left brain versus right brain. We speak of vocations that deal in analytics versus careers concerned with warm and fuzzy people issues, and we assume that the people who are good at one are by default unsuited for the other. But science and the humanities are both rooted in the same motivation, which is to measure and understand the natural world and to make the human world a better place. And though the lonely scientist is a stereotype that still prevails, the fact is most science and engineering, as you know here at WPI, is carried out in groups, and it requires clear communication with and understanding of others. Regardless of the path that you're setting out on, chances are you'll find yourself in a situation where your ability to connect with other people, to discover a shared sense of humanity, to see the people around you as more similar than different, and even to help them make the most of their talent, that will matter. Your career may depend on it. The mission of your group or your organization may depend on it. And most importantly, the future of your community, of our country, and of our world will depend on it.
That's Margot Lee Shetterly, author of Hidden Figures, speaking to the Worcester Polytechnic Institute class of 2018. We also heard from astronaut Stephanie Wilson, speaking at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. They both spoke at commencement exercises this weekend. And congratulations, as always, to the class of 2018. In the coming days and weeks, we'll hear more of these wise words from commencement ceremonies around Massachusetts. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.